It may be freezing outside, but one species of mosquito is in high gear on the Upper West Side. Experts don't know where they're coming from or how they're getting into people's apartments, but the infestation has been going on for years. And WNYC's Stephen Nesson says they appear to be spreading.
Even though it's nearly winter, residents on 84th Street are sleeping under mosquito nets. Children are going to school with nickel-sized welts, and adults?
We get up in the middle of the night at, let's say, 1 a.m. in the morning and kill 3-4 mosquitoes, go to bed. 2 hours later, we wake up again, kill 3-4 mosquitoes, and so on until it's 8 a.m. and you're definitely not rested.
This is Joe, who doesn't want to give his last name, out of concern that when he decides to sell his apartment, potential buyers will see this story. Buyer beware. We're on West 84th Street between Riverside Drive and West End Ave, which, no joke, is also named Edgar Allan Poe Street. Joe has a 2-year-old son and lives in a brownstone with high ceilings.
The only way to kill them up there is a pillow. Last year we had over 100 confirmed deaths. With blood or the body. If you see the blood stain, then you know you got it.
100 kills with a pillow?
I haven't washed it for one season, yes. Just to have proof.
He says his neighbors on the 8th floor already moved because of the infestation. Last year, angry residents went door-to-door collecting signatures for a petition to get the city to do something. 403 people signed it, representing nearly every one of the 43 buildings on the block. The mosquitoes have been identified as Culex molestus, also known as the London Underground mosquito, where they've long been a scourge. U.S. cities like Boston and Chicago have had infestations in the sewers before, but the source was located and removed. An infestation like this has never gone on this long. The mystery thickens.
This is not something that you would ever expect in an urban environment in a neighborhood in the United States.
That's Megan Fritz, an assistant professor at the University of Maryland in the Department of Entomology. Like the killing and Poe's murder in the Rue Morgue, no one knows how the mosquitoes are getting into people's apartments. It's winter. No one's windows are open. Fritz has taken samples from the Upper West Side and says she's baffled.
You know, when I've talked about it with colleagues here, there's been a lot of surprise about this as well.
She says in the summer, this type of mosquito would live in parks, but it's evolved to breed underground during the winter.
It doesn't need to blood feed to lay its first batch of eggs, which allows it to live under the ground and not have access to vertebrate hosts.
That means the females can breed without any food. Fritz says they're not known to carry the Zika virus, but she and other experts say they could transmit West Nile. That's what's got another 84th Street resident worried. Dan, who also didn't want his last name used, has 3 kids who get eaten alive.
Our particular strategy is our kids sleep under mosquito nets. We walk around the house 3 or 4 times a night looking for mosquitoes to try to kill them before we go to sleep.
He blames the city for not doing enough to investigate the problem and says he dreads this time of year.
You know, the summer is just long enough that you forget that you have the problem, and then the problem comes back and you can't believe that you're living like this. So frustrating.
The Department of Health has flushed larvicide in the sewers, treated catch basins, and conducted home inspections. In October, the city even dug up part of the street because it suspected a leaking fire hydrant may have been the cause. But it didn't find any mosquitoes there. And just in the past few months, Assemblymember Linda Rosenthal, who represents this district, said she believes the problem is spreading.
Now we're hearing complaints about mosquitoes from 83rd Street, 71st Street, and whatever mosquito is around now should not be around now.
Joe Conlin is with the American Mosquito Control Association. He says there's only one thing to do.
You're going to have to get down into the sewers themselves and find out where they're coming from, where they're concentrated. It's going to be labor-intensive, and it's not going to be a pleasant process, but if they want to definitively get rid of the problem, that's what they're going to have to do.
As Poe might say, and the mosquito, never flitting, still is sitting, still is sitting. Or buzzing and biting, actually. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.